Welcome to the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast, episode number 2. My name is Jeremy Vaught from Triathlon Radio at triathlonradio.com. And this podcast is brought to you by Win Big Boys Try at winbigboystry.com. Get the humorous inspirational book by Michael Page titled When Big Boys Try. Also, check out the comprehensive American Medical Society for Sports Medicine articles on injuries at beginner triathlete. D3Multisports.com brings dozens of detailed training plans to BeginnerTriathlete.com subscribers. Just go to BeginnerTriathlete.com and click on Training Plans to view the list. Become a gold member to get online coaching with these plans. Today we are talking to Coach Joel. He talks about crashing on the bike and his recovery, becoming a coach, and the BeginnerTriathlete.com community. Just a warning, there are a couple of spots that get a little sketchy in the audio quality, but I left them in because I felt the gist of what Joel was saying is still communicated, and taking them out or editing them too heavily would have left out some important information. So here's our interview with Coach Joel. Thanks for being here. You've been on Beginner Triathlete for a couple of years now, and you've been doing triathlons about that long. How did you get into triathlons?
Yeah, I've been on BT for about a year and a half now, and started doing triathlons. This is my third season, but I really consider it my second kind of real season of being focused on any kind of structured training. Three seasons ago, I started with a couple sprints just locally here. I bought a bike, and I just kind of went out and did some running, did some riding, did some swimming, didn't really have any plan or any kind of rhyme or reason to it. I just thought it'd be neat to try a triathlon, and so I figured I'd, you know, go out and do a little bit of each sport and see what happens. So, I mean, that was, you know, just to get into it. And then last year is really when I started to learn a lot more about training and focus on some races and have a training plan and, you know, go out and really have some purpose to my individual workouts and things like that. So this going into my second season now, I've learned a whole lot in the last, you know, year and a half.
Did you use Beginner Triathlete for your first triathlon, or did you find it afterwards?
I'm really not. No, I found it afterwards. I found it afterwards. Actually, my girlfriend found it, and she was on it before I was for a while there. And I just checked it out. I wasn't on any forums or anything previous to that. I was just kind of, you know, out there. I've been a runner for quite a while. I ran in high school, and hadn't run competitively since high school, but I still enjoyed running. So I was active doing that. But I wasn't on any forums and didn't really have any set training plans or hadn't done any road races or anything in a lot of years. But got into checking out the triathlons, and she showed me this BT website. It seemed like a really nice place with some good people and just, you know, a place to learn and to interact with some folks that are, you know, all just starting out and kind of working through it all together.
Sure. And so you say that everybody was, you know, just starting out, but obviously now that you're starting your second real season, you're a little more seasoned. You said you learned a lot. Do you still find that you get a lot out of Beginner Triathlete?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's still a great place to interact with everyone. I mean, I don't think I'll ever get to the point where I'm not going to be able to learn something from somebody else. You know, I'm in it a couple years, and I've got a couple stacks of books here that I've been reading myself, and you know, check out different forums online, and get a bunch of different, you know, email newsletters from active.com and all those different places that send out their, you know, kind of weekly or monthly letters with different articles. You know, I read as much as I can, but there's always, even having conversation, debates back and forth with different folks on the forum, I think that's real helpful in a lot of situations and it helps educate other people too. I mean, a couple of us can be having a debate on something, and there can be, you know, a whole other group of people that are just kind of listening in or watching, you know, reading and following along, and it's just a great place to kind of share information and to interact with folks that way.
Sure. Now, recently, you had a mishap of some sort.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a mishap. I got hit by a car riding my bike, and actually got injured pretty bad. I ended up with a fractured hip, my pelvis. So it was a bit of recovery. It went a lot quicker than anyone thought it would, and myself included. But you know, I'm back at training now. So it's been, let's see, the accident was April 19th. I'd run Boston Marathon 2 days before, and I was just out for my first kind of recovery, get the legs moving type thing, just riding around in my local neighborhood. And yeah, I found myself laying on the ground in the middle of the road waiting for an ambulance to come and scoop me up.
Wow. So April 19th, and how long did it take you to get back on the bike?
I spent a couple of days in the hospital, and then was on crutches. I had surgery to put a steel or a titanium screw in my hip to keep everything held together while the bone healed up. So I spent 7 weeks on crutches. The doctors didn't want me to have any weight bearing on that leg whatsoever. I was allowed to move it as much as I wanted to, and I could stretch, and so it wasn't a matter of keeping it immobilized. I just couldn't walk or run or bike or anything like that. But I had a pool probably, I think it was about 10 days or so after I got the hospital, I got in the pool and started just moving around, and after about a week of that, I was able to start actually swimming again. So I spent the next 6 weeks swimming 5 days a week, 6 days a week, because that was the only thing I was able to do. I could swim as much as I wanted. They didn't have any problem with that. So I really just did that. And I went to the weight room too, and any machines that I could sit on and lift that way. So I kind of kept active as much as I could. But 7 weeks after getting out of the hospital, I went back for a follow-up. They took another x-ray, and they said that I was completely healed and I didn't need them anymore. And you know, it was neat because I went in on crutches and I walked out with them under my arm. Nice. So that was, it felt good to walk out of there and throw the crutches in the back of the car, you know?
Nice. So that, I'm sure that that fast of a recovery has, one, it sounds like if you even walked into the doctor's office with them when you were completely healed, you must have been listening to them pretty well and keeping all the weight off. Plus, you're in pretty good shape, so you have, I'm sure that helps out.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing exactly what they said to do, and I would have done it for as long as, you know, they told me to do it for. Of course, I was hoping to be able to get off them sooner than later, but
sure.
If I went in and they said I needed another week or another month or whatever, you know, I was going to do it the right way and to make sure that the long term, I didn't want to push the recovery back to it, you know, a month early to have problems for the rest of my life, and, you know, so I did exactly what they said, and yeah, like you said, I think just being in shape, coming off running Boston Marathon, I was probably in the best condition of my life, I guess. So, yeah. And that was just 2 days before. So, you know, I guess it's just kind of proof that if you take care of your body, it'll take care of you as best as possible, even if you do throw yourself in the cars.
Sure. Now, through this process, the other members held a raffle. You want to say a little something about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was just fantastic. I, you know, and this goes back to, you know, one of the things I like about BT is just the people are so supportive of each other, whether it be for leaving little messages on your training log or, you know, giving you compliments on your races or, you know, good lucks on race weekends and things like that. I mean, just everyone really pulls together. And I was just amazed at, you know, not just how many people were concerned for me, but what they did with this whole raffle thing. You know, the initial idea was just to, someone came up with the idea just to get a donation pool going to collect some money up to help me along with, you know, I had to buy a new bike and had some medical bills and things like that. So that was the initial concept, but I didn't really want people just to give me money, just to give me stuff. So
right.
I kind of came up with the idea of let's try to figure out something that we can do so everyone else is involved more than just donating money and maybe so the community itself can get something back out of it. So, you know, we came up with the idea of that raffle, and they were able to go out and collect up some really great, you know, prizes, some really awesome things to raffle off, some expensive gear and some neat stuff. And Ron donated some memberships to the forum and things like that. And they got a lot of really nice stuff. And so I was happy that there was more to it than just, you know, give money to Joel. It was, you know, people were buying they were donating, but at the same time they were buying themselves a chance to get some really nice stuff out of it. So yeah, I was just it was amazing. What they did for me, it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. It's always great to see when the people that you enjoy being with, you know, they're there when you've got a time of need.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you know that's. It's definitely awesome. That's, like I said, one thing about the folks at BT, they all pull together like that for you. So it's, you know, I've never met 99% of the people on there. You know, I've met a few of them here and there, but for the most part, you know, they've never seen me, I've never seen them, but they were still there to support me and help me through.
Sure. So you're moving into coaching yourself, correct?
Yeah, I'm starting to. As kind of a right now, it's kind of a hobby, something I enjoy doing. I don't have a whole lot of time to put into it. You know, I work a full-time job, but mm-hmm. You know, it's something I really enjoy. I found from being on the forums that I really love sharing all the knowledge that I was gaining as I did the research to figure out for myself how to train better and you know, learn about triathlon and the physiology and all the different things. I really enjoyed sharing that with everyone else through answering questions and having conversations and you know, helping folks out that way. So I decided, you know, let's maybe start going in and do some kind of formal coaching where I, you know, pick up a couple people and help them along. And it's been going pretty well so far. I've got a couple folks working with that are going for some longer distance races, some Ironman and half Ironman events. In all the cases, first kind of endeavor into the longer distance stuff. So it's been going really well.
That's great, because that was what I was going to ask you, is if helping out on the forums kind of prompted you to take more of an active role with a few people. So that's neat to see that came of that.
Yeah, I definitely did. I hadn't, you know, like I said, I'm pretty new coming into triathlon anyway, only being in it for a year or two, but I didn't enter it with the idea that I'd start coaching people. I just thought it'd be something fun to do for my triathlons. But as I learned, interacting more with people, it seemed like it's something that I'd really enjoy doing. So, you know, doing some coaching like that. So, yeah, I started up. I've got kind of a company going. I mean, there's nothing yet, but I've got a little website that I'm starting to piece together. There's a lot that is out there right now. You know, a couple of pages with some basic information. Hopefully, after this racing season's over, I can devote a little bit more time to finishing it up and, you know, see if I can't pick a couple more folks up for next year.
Are you interested in giving out what that website is?
Yeah, sure. It's the website is it's the name of the coaching business is Sisu Multisport and Endurance, and the website is www.sisu-multisport.com. There's, like I said, there's some basic information up there right now. And what it is Sisu is a Finnish word, and this isn't something I came up with. This was actually someone from the forums. Actually, I posted a thread saying, hey, guys, I'm trying to brainstorm an idea for a coaching business, you know, throw out any ideas you have. And somebody along the list said, hey, what about this word, Sisu? And I never ever would have come across it in 100 years if I was just searching on my own, but it ends up being kind of perfect, at least from my perspective. It's kind of a concept. It means, you know, determination, fortitude, things that I think are really important, kind of at the heart of longer distance triathlons and endurance racing, marathons and ultra marathons. I mean, you really have to have, you know, some real fortitude, really stick with it and really have something, you know, in you that drives you to do it. So it just seemed perfect to incorporate into the name of a coaching business for you know, doing that kind of racing.
It's certainly interesting. I was looking at it on your website and I was thinking, wow, where on earth would you come up with that unless you lived in Finland? But so those guys in their Sisu and their fartleks, because that's what is that, Swedish, I think.
Yeah, I never would have stumbled across that. It was actually his forum name is Berkey Runner. I'm not sure what his actual real name is, but he just said, you know, have you considered this? And some, you know, I did some web searching and started reading a couple different things about it. And I was like, wow, that's perfect.
Yeah, it certainly sounds great. So, well, good luck with that. It looks like you're off to a good start. Do you hope to turn that into a full time endeavor at some point?
Potentially. You know, right now it's on the side. It's just I've got, you know, a couple triathletes that I'm working with, and I'm helping a couple other people locally with some half marathon and marathon training. I would eventually like to kind of transition, if not to full time, maybe as a part time, and be able to cut back on my real job.
Sure.
And you know, try to, because I really enjoy doing this coaching and dealing with triathlons. I love racing, I love training, I love helping people. So if I could make that more of what I do with my day, then that'd be awesome. But you know, we'll see. I've got a lot more to learn, I think, and a lot more experience to get before I'd feel comfortable, you know, kind of making it a career, or making it, you know, something that I devote a lot of my time to.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how it goes in the next, you know, next couple of years as I gain more experience and work with some more people and just learn more myself through my own racing and training.
So what you've learned so far, if someone came up and they said, you know, I'm looking into getting into triathlons, you know, give me a couple pieces of advice. What's the first thing that comes to your head?
Go out and buy yourself a heart rate monitor. Most important training tool. You can certainly do triathlons and train for it without a heart rate monitor. There's no doubt you don't need it. But as far as, you know, the first thing I would buy beyond the necessaries, like the bike and the running shoes and stuff, the stuff you need to actually do it,
mm-hmm.
that'd be the very first thing. And, you know, you can get cheap ones for 30, 40, 50 bucks. It doesn't have to be a fancy one, but that is really a fantastic tool to help you train smarter and keep your training intensities at the appropriate levels to really get more out of your training. You know, especially for folks who are just getting into training and they assume they've got to go out and run hard and bike hard, and that's not necessarily the case all the time. A lot of training needs to be easier and long, slow stuff, and you know, that's kind of one of the big topics that gets discussed on BT a lot. And there's a couple running threads that you know, I post on along with some of the other more experienced folks, and another coach on the board, Mike Rickey, who has helped me a lot through the last year get my own training in line. But someone talked to me about wanting to get into triathlons, I'd say, well, let's start by getting a heart rate monitor and get you set up with some training zones and, you know, take it from there.
Excellent advice. And I have another beginnertriathlete.com question for you. You're a gold member. What services do you find most helpful with the gold program?
I think the gold membership is an awesome deal. It's well worth the money. I think it's $75 for 6 months. But what you get is there's a lot of different training plans that have been developed that are available. And a handful of them you can get at any level, but the gold members get access to all of them. But I think the most important thing is, as a gold member, you get direct access to Mike Rickey and a couple other his coaches at D3 Multisport, who are partners with BT, and there's a separate forum that you get access to that's kind of restricted to the gold members only, where you can go and basically start your own thread, your own dialogue back and forth with these coaches, and they'll basically give you advice, answer your questions, support your training. It's an awesome deal. It's so cheap considering the quality of the coaches you're getting access to. And, you know, that's how I got my training rolling last year. I still don't have my own personal coach, but Mike was a tremendous help getting me through last year, my first half Ironman, you know, my first marathon. Just it's awesome. it's well worth the money, and it goes to a good cause. It supports the forum, and you know, they're constantly developing new features and things, and the training logs are really cool. So you know, I think it's worth, even if it's just as a donation, to help keep the forum running and keep the development going and help Ron out.
Wonderful. And now, as a last question, is there any other general advice you'd like to give the folks listening?
You know, I'd say to everyone, there's all different levels on the forum. People from beginners to folks who've been at it for years, and people who are fast, slow, in between, middle of the pack, wherever. And I think just remember that, just look to do your best. Just look to improve your best time, set your own PR, whatever it is. Don't worry how it compares to everyone else. You know, every time I go out and race, my goal is to set a new personal best for myself. I happen to be on the fast pack, but even if I wasn't, I mean, it's always to see how far I can push myself, and I think everyone else should, you know, focus on that and be careful not to get caught up into, oh, well, I only run a 12-minute mile. You know, if that's better than what you started out doing, then that's awesome, you know, and that gives you something to train for, to a goal to set to beat that next time out, and, you know, just keep that in mind when everyone's out training. Don't get bummed out by looking at the, you know, the results of the races, see what the winners were doing and stuff like that, because there's always going to be someone faster out there. I mean, you know, unless you're the world champion, there's always going to be someone who beats you. So you can't get bummed out because someone else is faster. You know, just focus on yourself.
Perfect. Well, thanks a lot for doing this, and you had some great things to say, Joel.
Ah, sure, I appreciate it. This is great. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks again, Joel. Support BeginnerTriathlete.com and become a performance member to get detailed training plans, exclusive articles, and enhanced training log features such as graphs, advanced editing functions, training plan analyzer, 5-day weather forecast feeds, and an equipment tracker. Just click on the Our Services link for the details on memberships. Also, check out Triathlon Radio at TriathlonRadio.com for more great podcasts about the sport we love. Subscribe to this podcast at www.podcast.beginnertriathlete.com and keep an eye out for more great fellow members on the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast. Thanks for listening.